بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات صدق الله العظيم Once again we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely important. When somebody is kind to you, he bestows favors upon you, then it is common courtesy that you should thank the person. And when you thank the person becomes happy, and then he waits for another chance to bestow some favor upon you, because he sees that you have appreciated the ni'mat he has given. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower of favors. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for various favors that Allah has bestowed upon us, Allah becomes happy. The Quran says, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you show gratitude to Allah, Allah will become pleased with you. And Allah will increase you in the ni'mat. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Most certainly, I will increase you in those bounties. So these are two simple benefits, very great benefits. You make shukr to Allah, Allah becomes happy. And Allah will increase you in the ni'mat that He has given you. So shukr shouldn't be taken lightly. We could have been sitting somewhere else now. We could have been engaged in ghibat. We could have been engaged watching the television. Or in some frivolous pursuit. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually has given us the tawfiq, He has selected us. That tonight these bandas, among so many others in different other masajid and other places, Haramain, Sharifain, and in the khanqas, and some people in the path of Allah, some people in madaris, in the darul ulums, they're reading qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should make shukr also that Allah has chosen us also to sit in a gathering of dhikr, wherein we will rekindle our iman, and we will be given the tawfiq and opportunity to take the name of Allah, or at least hear the name of Allah being taken. What a great ni'mah this is. Imagine if hidayat was not written for us. Imagine if it was decreed that we would commit some sin, ma'asi, and we're sitting now and listening to some music being played, or we ourselves playing some musical instruments. What a difference. Allah has actually brought us to His house. Oh, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Allah has given us this chance, this opportunity that now, till Isha Salat, you will be engaged listening to my name or talks of my deen. Last week we mentioned, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah mentioned the story about that person who was deceived by Shaitan, and for so many years he was taking the name of Allah, making dhikrullah. And Shaitan said, well, no response has come. Allah hasn't told you labbaik. You are saying, Allah, Allah. Did you hear any answer from Allah, any response from Allah? So he said, yeah, there's no response from Allah. I've been making so much of dhikr. And Allah has not even once said, labbaik, O my servant, I'm present. What is it? What do you want? So he stopped making the dhikr. And immediately he was admonished. And he saw the dream in which he was then shown that even the fact that you took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a second time, a third time, a fourth time, a fifth time, and several times, is a clear indication that Allah has accepted the previous zikr that you made of this. So the fact that we get tawfiq of sitting again and again, it is a sign, inshaAllah, that Allah has accepted our previous adhkar. And Allah must give us tawfiq of making zikr right till we leave this world. In the ahadith, it is mentioned about a person who leaves this world with his tongue being moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we were mentioning the fawaid of dhikr mentioned by our mashayikh, our ulama, our scholars, our elders. And we had went through a few of them. Just to quickly recap, because perhaps there are some new brothers listening, new sisters at home listening. The very first benefit of dhikr which our mashayikh have mentioned is when a person takes the name of Allah, yatrudu shaitan. It repels shaitan. And when shaitan is repelled, then the dhakir, he is taken in the name of Allah. What happens? Yurdi Rahman. He pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaitan is repelled. Shaitan is chased away. And Allah is becoming happy. Then yuzirul hamma wal huzn. It removes that sadness, the grief, the sorrow in the heart. Person is stressed, a lot of pressure. So when he sits in the majlis of dhikr, automatically he feels de-stressed. And all that ham and gham that he had, that sorrow, that worry, that anguish, everything seems to disappear for those moments when he is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is going to happen? His heart is going to become happy. He's going to be enjoying some ecstasy, some happiness, some enjoyment. His heart will now become strong. أَنَّهُ يُقَوِّ الْقَلْبِ. The heart will become strengthened. This is the nourishment of the heart. Like how we have food that nourishes our bodies. Like that, dhikrullah nourishes our soul. That's why the mashayikh say, dhikr kanaha ruh ka haqaqa. Person who is not constant with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is keeping his soul in an impoverished condition. His soul becomes hungry. When the soul becomes hungry and is not nourished correctly with the correct nourishments, like how a person does not eat healthy food, and like us, or many of us, who just indulge in eating junk food, then obviously he is not going to be a healthy person. His body will not be strong, he won't be fit. Similarly, if his ruh is not going to get the correct nourishment, then the nourishment that the soul will receive, instead of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will get the nourishment of music, of zina, of riba, of hasad, anger, pride, jealousy. Therefore, when a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's strengthening his heart. And then his face will be brightened. أَنَّهُ يُنَوِّرُ الْقَلْبِ وَالْوَجْهِ. It will brighten his face and his heart. So a person who takes the name of Allah, a dhakir, and who makes dhikr for a long period of time, besides his heart becoming brightened and illuminated, the effects of the dhikr even comes onto his face and his eyes. And we have heard the story of Shaykh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehlawi rahmatullah alayhi, that for hours in the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, he had been making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make few minutes dhikr, we are already tired. Those mashayikh used to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone in solitude for a long period of time. So much of dhikr he made, that the effect of the dhikr he made actually came out onto his face and came out onto his eyes. That when he stepped out of the masjid, it so happened that a dog was going past. This is no fairy tale. This is a genuine story. Because we don't experience these things ourselves, so we regard it to be far-fetched. Now these mashayikh have experienced these things. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was known as Mujaddidul Millah. Such a great scholar, alim, sheikh, whose writings, if one really reads and studies, then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired him, ilham. Things that he wrote with regards to the maladies of the people, or ourselves, people of this time, of this zamana, the spiritual maladies that we suffer. He had a good understanding of our spiritual sicknesses, and he provided the remedy from Quran and Hadith in a very easy and a very beautiful manner. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, somebody comes to him in his khanqa and they wish to take bayat, he will tell them, if you want to become a wali and buzrug and make islah, then you go to somebody else. Here by me, you will learn how to become insan. You will learn how to be a true human being. and behave like a human being. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah narrates this incident. And he was extremely particular when he came to narrating stories and incidents. If you look at his tafsir, Bayan al-Quran is a masterpiece. Nevertheless, he says that Hazrat Sheikh Abdulaziz Muhaddis Dahlavi Rahmatullah Ali had come out, and the first glance of his, with that noor coming out of his eyes, was upon a dog that was being passed. So that dog then became the leader of all the other dogs of the gully. Every other dog followed that dog now. That dog became the ringleader. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullah says, how I wish that a human being, a mu'min, was being passed. And that nazar of Shaykh Muhaddis Dahlavi Rahmatullah Ali, if it had fallen on that person, then that person would have become a wali of Allah. The point here is that when a person makes so much dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course he has to make ita'at of Allah. He has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to make sure his salat, his quraik, his zakat, his hajj, his dealing with people. He does not deceive people, does not cheat people. And all the other maladies are out of his heart. He leads a clean, pure life. Then we find these things taking place. So, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings nur on a person's face. أَنَّهُ يُورِثُهُ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ حَتَّى يُدْخِلَهُ فِي بَابِ الْإِحْسَانِ. I mentioned this last week, that if we makes a person reach the maqam of ihsan, the maqam, the rank of ihsan, is a very high spiritual rank. That a person has so much of Allah's consciousness, so much of consciousness, that it is as though he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. That Allah has kept exclusive for us in Jannah, inshallah. La tudrikuhu al-absar. Wa huwa yudrikuhu al-absar. Allah can see us. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person reaches this spiritual condition, when he has that amount of Allah consciousness, that when he makes his ibadat, not only salat, any ibadat, then it is as though ka'annaka tarah, that it is as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine having that state and that condition, as though you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned previously the story of Haritha radiallahu ta'ala, when he was sleeping in the masjid, and when Rasulullah woke in him, and he asked him, how are you feeling? He says, asbahtu ya Rasulullah mu'minan haqqa, and we explained the reason why he said, I have woken up to be a genuine believer. And amongst the things that he mentioned, he said, it is as though I can see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is dhikr. Extremely important. Every buzrug in the world, every pious alim, scholar, sheikh, murabbi has mentioned the importance of dhikrullah in the life of a believer. Allah himself has mentioned so many ayats. A hadith is replete with the importance of dhikrullah. أَنَّهُ يُورِثُهُ الْإِنَابَةِ. When a person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it gives him that opportunity now to turn to Allah, to make rujoo ila Allah. Inaba means to turn to Allah. This little slip he will make, one wrong step he takes, one mistake, one error, immediately himself, Allah gives him the tawfiq of quickly repenting. A person who lives a life of ghaflat, where there's no Allah in his life, there's no Allah taken on his tongue, there's no Allah in his heart, it's ghaflat only. And such a person, when he makes guna upon guna upon guna, nothing happens to him. He doesn't get the tawfiq of inabat in Allah, except if Allah wishes. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to take out a person from a gutter and make him a pious person, his wali, his friend, that is Allah's right. But the general principle is that we have to make an effort and we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah gives us the tawfiq initially for us to turn to him. But dhikr is such a thing that it helps a person to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And أَنَّهُ يَفْتَحُ لَهُ بَابًا عَظِيمًا مِنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. The more dhikr you make, we are saying, La ilaha illallah. that nothing can happen except with the will of Allah. There is no nourisher, no provider, no cherisher, no person who can show mercy except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only provider, He is the only nourisher, He is the only cherisher. Nobody can harm us except if Allah wills. Nobody can benefit us except if Allah wills. So each time he is making the dhikr of Allah, he is pondering over what he is saying. He is taking the name of Allah. May Allah is so great. May Allah is so kind. May Allah is so powerful. May Allah is Aziz. May Allah is Hakim. May Allah is Ra'uf, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Kareem. May Allah is independent. What is happening? Now he is gaining the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last week we mentioned that when a person makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a beautiful ni'mat that Allah ta'ala then makes his zikr. You take the name of Allah, Allah takes your name in the gathering of the angels. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. Then we had mentioned, أَنَّهُ يُورِثُ جِلَاءَ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ صَدَئِهِ. When a person commits guna, one black dot appears, he persists in guna, it increases, enlarges, enlarges in size until the entire heart becomes engulfed in blackness, darkness, in sin. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in the Quran, Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. This rain, Quran, is actually rust that corrodes the heart. Rain is the rust that corrodes the heart. Now to remove this corrosion of the heart, this rust of the heart, a person has to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah, istighfar, and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the scrubbing brush. This is the sandpaper. This is the polish of the heart. And as I mentioned, not just once in our life we make dhikr and rest of the life now no dhikr and everything is washed out. We can see how the moment a few days go past after we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can feel the need again to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of batteries we can feel. Already they're becoming flat. And we need to recharge these batteries. But as I mentioned, it's not just a weekly occasion. Dhikrullah is supposed to be taking place every single day of our life. Even though it may be done little, some people think that this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course Allah mentions, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرًا, that'd be a week. Oh, mashayikh, don't prescribe long, thousand and thousand times of illallah and Allah and la ilaha, la ilaha illallah, because we are very weak in this time. Our hearts cannot take that amount of dhikr. And therefore, even though if you're making a little bit of dhikr, a few minutes only for the day, then too we will see the benefit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّهُ يُنَجِّي مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. What a great benefit. You make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be saved from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It saves a person from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَّهُ سَبَبُ تَنْزِيلِ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشَيَانِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحُفُوفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Right now, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one narration mentions, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِنْ بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. That they recite the Qur'an, they teach it to one another. That means that there is a gathering in the house of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that learns Qur'an and they teach it to one another. And another narration mentions that قَوْمٌ يَقْعُدُ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. A qawm sits in the masjid or in the majlis of dhikr and they take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sit in one of the houses of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sole purpose is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benefit? Nazarat alayhimus sakina. Peace, tranquility descends upon them. A person can feel the serenity. Angels throng such a gathering. We should feel that the angels are now present. This is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's mercy envelops such a gathering. Allah's mercy covers such a gathering. Such great ni'mas Allah has placed when we sit in the majlis of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then remembers such a gathering in the gathering of the angels. So the angels also attend this gathering. And then Allah makes mention of this gathering, in the gathering of the angels. It's just benefit upon benefit upon benefit. There is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. A very lengthy hadith where Allah praises that gathering which remembers Him. They're reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. They're making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person comes, sits in the gathering, and his purpose of sitting there was perhaps to meet some person. He had some work with him. He did not come to attend that particular majlis of dhikr. He came for some other motive, some other purpose. But at the end of that gathering, Allah tells, commands an angel that announce that all of these people who have attended this dhikr majlis, all of them have been forgiven. So the angel says, Ya Allah, but that particular person did not come for your dhikr. He came for some other work. Allah says, even he is forgiven. Why? Hum qawmun la yashqa bihim jaleesuhum. Allah says, these people who are taking my name, they are so honored in my sight. They are so honored in my sight that any other person just who merely sits with them, sits in their company, that person also won't be deprived because of sitting in those people's company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah give us ikhlas. Real ikhlas, we have to strive for that real ikhlas. Whatever little ikhlas we have, may Allah give us a little ikhlas. May Allah accept it. Person does some action and slightly he changes his direction. Perhaps he sees some person coming and now he sees, now let me show him how I will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or let me show that person I am present in the gathering. Or for whatever purpose he does other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? When there is riya, ostentation. This is for show. And Allah becomes very angry. When a person does any action for show, for riya, and out of riya and ostentation. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, when such a person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will say, from all the people who had partnership, in the business we have partners, two or three partners, Allah says, I am the most independent of having any partnership whatsoever. In other words, that action you did it for me and you did it to show some for the sake of somebody else. So you joined him with me in that action. I am independent of that action. I am not in need of that action. I don't need such a type of partnership. Take that action and give it to that person and collect your sawab and reward from him. It would be impossible. How could some other person, some other makhluk give reward? Allah will say, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ يَعْنِي الشِّرْكِ. I don't need any partners. Allah is wahid. If whatever we do, check our intention. Why are we sitting here? For who are we making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, it is difficult to have the genuine 100% ikhlas, but Allah is so kind, Allah will grant it to us. Allah will grant it to us. Sometimes it is because of one person's sincerity, that Allah accepts the entire gathering. I mentioned some time ago, and we heard this from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and many other ulama, that there was a bogus peer who sat around with the big tasbih, mashallah, and many people took bayah to him, many a lot of murids. But he just knew a little bit of zikr, nothing else. But these murids, they really had i'tiqad in the shaykh, and they really believed that he was a pious wali of Allah. But he had just hoodwinked them and he just deceived them. But when this person passed away, and some person sees a dream that Allah had granted him a very high position, the Shaykh. So obviously the murid expected such a thing. And he inquired, how did everything go? Then he says, the truth is, I was no Shaykh. I thought perhaps becoming a Shaykh, then probably I'll have some people around me. And besides gaining some fame and honor, perhaps then they'll fill my pockets also. May Allah Ta'ala save us from such things. May Allah give us genuine ikhlas and make us independent of any person. So these people will favor me and I'll have plentiful also. But he says there was one particular person. So I was doomed in the hereafter. But there was one sincere murid of mine who genuinely believed that I was pious. And he was so sincere in his tawbah. When you should make dua, he was so sincere and he should cry. Genuine, sincere tears of tawbah, istighfar. That because of that person's tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted me and accepted all of those who sat in the gathering. Allah does as He wishes. We have to make a little bit of effort. That doesn't mean we must just wait for somebody else's ikhlas and we must do things just for show. No. But this ikhlas is a very, very fine line. Extremely fine line. Person doesn't get it overnight. We have to strive and strive and strive and strive till the day we leave this world. Only in the akhirat we'll know how much was accepted, how much was rejected. But we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah out of His kindness, Allah will give us that sincerity. Allah will make us maaf for having any other motive. Allah will bring us back on track. The moment our mind goes away, our heart goes away to show somebody, or we do for some other purpose, the moment that happens, Allah will bring us back in line. Brothers, otherwise, an ayat of the Quran says, وَبَدَى لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. A person thinks in his world, he did so much of good things, on the day of Qiyamah, he gets a shock of his life, something that he did not anticipate. He didn't think that this will happen and nothing is accepted, everything rejected. Imagine you try so hard, and you see a result, you just see red rings, you failed. And then you begin to scratch your head, but where did I go wrong? The action was right, everything was right, but the sincerity wasn't there. May Allah Ta'ala give me ikhlas first, give all of us ikhlas and accept. And then the mashayikh mentioned, أَنَّهُ يُؤَمِّنُ الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الْحَسْرَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will be saved from regret, hasrat. Because of the dhikr he made, he won't suffer remorse and regret on the day of Qiyamah. When a person takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get sawab. And plentiful of sawab. The only thing a jannati, not a talking about a normal, jannati, the only thing he'll regret on the day of Qiyamah is those moments in his life that he just wasted without taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If only he took the name of Allah, then he would have received so many more ni'mat in jannat. So many more trees would have grown for him. Each time we say subhanallah, then one tree is planted for us in Jannah. Each time a person says subhanallah, one subhanallah, a tree is planted for you in Jannah immediately. So all the moments we wasted in this world and we did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be the only cause of regret. But a person who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he lives his life according to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will save him from hasrat and regret and nadamat in the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make his dhikr to the best of our ability. In our simple way, we are weak. We are very weak. We try to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we want to experience some type of kayfiyat. Our mashayikh say, don't worry about kayfiyat. That's not our maqsood of dhikr. The maqsood of dhikr is to cleanse our hearts and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring Allah in our hearts. Not to get some type of ecstasy and some type of kayfiyat and feeling. Because sometimes that is dangerous for the person. Because then he begins to feel, I must be really somebody. I must be very pious. So sometimes nothing will happen. You don't feel any special type of enjoyment. A person should not feel rejected or dejected or feel low and think now something is wrong with me. No, you continue making the dhikr of Allah. Because we have seen the fawaid, the best blessings of dhikr. So many great benefits. We are becoming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our object. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. La صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا مقصود إلا الله لا مطلوب إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we take the name of Allah, then just ponder and imagine everything is in Allah. The arsh of Allah is in Allah. The kursi of Allah is in Allah. The sky is in Allah. The heaven is in Allah. The earth is in Allah. The clouds is in Allah. The rain is in Allah. The crops are in Allah. The mountains are in Allah. The fish are in Allah. The ocean is in Allah. The animals are in Allah. Jinn is in Allah. Malaika, angels sing Allah. Man is in Allah. Every single particle is in Allah. And even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaan hai allah allah kaisa pyara naam hai
عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 انچے شیری نستنام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ 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 حاضری اللہ ناظری اللہ شاہدی اللہ معی اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues moist with your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much of sweetness in taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongue sweet, Ya Allah, with your remembrance, Ya Allah. With your Mubarak and blessed name, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are so powerful, you are most powerful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are able of every single thing, Ya Allah, you are great, Ya Allah. You are Aziz, you are mighty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Arsh, your Kursi, everything is so powerful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no person, Ya Allah, who is more greater than you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of compassion and mercy. You are that Kareem, Allah. You are that loving, Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, every sin that we have committed, Ya Allah. Major sin, minor sin, Ya Allah. Knowingly, unknowingly. Amadan, khata'an. Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, Ya Allah. In broad daylight, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were watching every single action of ours, Ya Allah. Every movement of ours, every thought of ours. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all those things that we did, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Sattar. Ya Allah, you did not reveal our sins, Ya Allah. You hid our sins, my Allah. You had concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you overlooked our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub. Oh, my Allah. Do not humiliate us now, my Allah. Do not humiliate us on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Allah, especially in front of our Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Sahaba Ikram will have wounds on their bodies, my Allah. Ya Allah, they'll have blood coming out of their bodies, ya Allah. We should be more fragrant than musk even, my Allah. Ya Allah, because they gave their lives in your paths, my Allah. Ya Allah, they would come with so many scars and so many injuries, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, they'll have such beautiful records, ya Allah. Such good deeds in the registers, my Allah. Their faces will be brimming, Ya Allah. They will be overjoyed, my Allah. They will be happy, Ya Allah. Rasulullah will be so happy with them. Ya Allah, what will be our condition, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, but look at our registers, my Allah. Look at our deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've only got bad deeds, Ya Allah, on our names, my Allah. We've got only filthy actions, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit sins in hadar, in safar, my Allah. Ya Allah, even on journey, Ya Allah, we commit sins, Ya Allah. We think that we are away from our wives and children, then we can commit zina, and we can go around with other haram women. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for having all these wrong, evil desires in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not tempt us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go towards evil, Ya Allah. Don't make shaitan and nafs tempt us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah, to overpower nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kya mujhko tabha. Ya Allah, we are going to be destroyed like this, my Allah. It is only, Ya Allah, illa ma rahim rabbi. What you have mentioned, my Allah. It is only your rahmat, Ya Allah. Only your mercy, only your karam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, only your compassion, Ya Allah. Ilah al-alameen, it is only your forgiveness, Ya Allah. It is only your nazar rahmat and your nazar karam, Ya Allah. One glance of your mercy, it will suffice us, my Allah. In dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak bandas of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum to aajiz hai, Ya Allah. Lekin tu aajiz nahi hai, Ya Allah. Tu to qawi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu samad hai, Ya Allah. Tu ghani hai, Ya Allah. You are independent, my Allah. Ya Allah, we depend on you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot stand, Ya Allah, except with your permission, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot speak, Ya Allah, except with your of taqat and strength that you give us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we absolutely dependent bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides you, ya Allah, we've got no other Allah to turn to, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you've got so many other makhluq of yours, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you don't even need any of those makhluq, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are desperate, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you chase us away from your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu bata, ya Allah. Show us whose door can we tap at, my Allah. There is no other Allah. La ilaha illallah. La maqsood illallah. La matloob illallah. You are our matloob, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our maqsood, my Allah. Tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le abhi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of committing sins, my Allah. We are tired, my Allah. Guna karte karte hum thak gaye, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no more strength to commit any more gunas, my Allah. We are so tired, ya Allah. That miserable life, ya Allah, of maasi and atham and dunub, ya Allah, which keeps us so away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us attach our hearts with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, my Allah. Give us your marifat, ya Allah. Give us your qurb, ya Allah. Give us your muhabbat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Put us in the list of your awliya, your siddiqeen, kamileen, ya Allah. Hum sabko zakireen mein se bana. Ya Allah, sabko makbooleen mein se bana. Ya Allah, accept all of us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you accept us, no person can question you, my Allah. You've got every right to do whatever you wish, my Allah. Ya Allah, if a teacher favors a pupil, and if a teacher passes a failing pupil, nobody can question the teacher and the examiner. Ya, who has all authority, ya Allah, or the principal of the school, ya Allah, or that inspector of that department, ya Allah, if he wishes to pass that particular student, nobody can point a finger, nobody can question. Oh, my Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. We all belong to you, my Allah. The kingdom belongs to you, my Allah. The sun and the moon and the stars, everything belong to you, my Allah. The mountains and the oceans belong to you, my Allah. Every leaf belongs to you, my Allah. Every atom belongs to you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. No person can question you if you forgive us, my Allah. If you favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it happen that we are embarrassed on the day of Qiyamah. And we become a source of embarrassment to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When our amal will be presented. And then he will see what type of filthy gunas we did. We live lives only being entertained by the internet. Watching porn sites, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. As much as we have spent so many years in this world, we have become old. We have become grey. Still we go and watch porn movies, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we still consume interest and haram. Oh, my Allah, we don't care anymore of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We begin to mock those who are donning the hijab and those who are donning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, guide us. Give us hidayat, my Allah. We need that hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya Allah. Protect us from every type of shar and evil. Protect us from the shar of the shirir. Protect us from the fitna of the fitin. Protect us from the jealous ones, my Allah. Protect us from the hasad of the hasideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat al-mustaqeem. Ya Allah, help us, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, my Allah. And afiyat, ya Allah. And maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Every alim, ya Allah, every hafiz of the Quran, ya Allah. Use all of us, my Allah. The elder ones, ya Allah, the young ones, our men, women, our mothers, sisters, ya Allah, our parents, our family members. Use each one of us for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the work of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the jama'ats that are striving in your path. Accept the ijtima'ats that are taking place, that will take place, my Allah. Make everything be easy, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are going door to door, my Allah. They go to such jungles and such places, ya Allah, that we won't even go, my Allah. Ya Allah, they go knocking on the door, ya Allah, so that they can invite the person towards the masjid, towards you, my Allah, so that the person can come out of ghaflat and become idhakir, my Allah. Oh, mashayikh in the khankas are making mehnat, ya Allah. Unki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, those who hayat, ya Allah, give them a life with afiyat, ya Allah, and sihati kamila, ajila, mustaqirra, daima. Ya Allah, make this ayah be above us for a long time, that we can benefit from the, ya Allah, reservoirs of your marifat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. You have never let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the madaris, makatib, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the darul ulum, ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever this good deen work taking place, ya Allah, accept all those good works of deen. Mujahideen ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Those who are in the prisons, my Allah. Ya Allah, release them, my Allah. Release them, my Allah. Especially those who have, ya Allah, who have got no other son except that they have been striving in your path, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Help every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those who are sick and ailing, oh my Allah, there are so many, so many. Mothers and sisters and our brothers and elders, my Allah, so many have got such bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, hufaz ikram, ulama ikram, ya Allah, they are sick also, my Allah. You grant them complete shifa, my Allah. You are well aware of the sicknesses, my Allah. Allah, accept all our du'as, my Allah. We've got different problems, my Allah. We have raised our hands tonight. There's so much of stress, so much of depression, my Allah. There's so much of sorrow and so much of grief. There's so much of financial problems. There are so many brothers who are and sisters who are maqroos, my Allah. They are trying desperately to pay off their debts. They just can't do it, my Allah. You help them to pay off their debts, my Allah. May Allah, there's so many have got domestic problems. Husband and wife quarreling and fighting, my Allah. Give them sukoon, rahat, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah, for becoming angry with our family members, with our wives and children, my Allah. Help us to control our anger, my Allah. Remove from our hearts pride and jealousy, my Allah, and malice. Ya Allah, remove all these filthy things. Make us become pious, salih, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pious. Ya Allah, we are reading about in Quran, in Hadith, and kitabs of our mashayikh, my Allah. Just make us pious, ya Allah. Sabku salihin mein se bana. Just make us pious, my Allah. Because from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to, ya Allah, to go for ziyarat al-haramain sharifain, my Allah. We are longing to be there, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made intention, ya Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Make it be easy for all of us, ya Allah, to go for umrah. And make it be maqbool, ya Allah. In such an umrah, ya Allah, there will be a turning point in our life that become closer to you, my Allah. And we gain from the anwarat and tajalliyat and the mubarak places, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever desires we have, our brothers have here tonight, our mothers and sisters at home, or the madrasa listening of the receiver, wherever they may be, ya Allah, fulfill each person's desire. So many brothers, ya Allah, they are looking for good jobs, my Allah. They can't find a suitable job, ya Allah. You provide halal rozi for us, ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, ya Allah. Barakat in our families, ya Allah. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the fire of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect all of us from every evil, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, if we are living in Dajjal appears, protect us from his shar, ya Allah. Make us in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Make us be in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Make us die with iman, ya Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, moat in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Give us my baril in Jannatul Baqi, ya Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. And raise us in the day of Qiyamah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sahaba ikram, ya Allah. And give us Hawza Kawthar from his mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and give us Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين